Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Michelle, you and I both have pretty pearly, don't we? Little pearly teeth, right? We've spent a lot of time, right?
Hold on a second. I have to go brush mine.
Excuse me while I do a little gargling away here. So I thought I had this all down to a fine science until I read that article that you and I both picked up from the Wall Street Journal. And it says there's a lot more to your mouthwash than a minty taste. And then it also, another one on toothpaste. And then I got all confused. And that's when you and I decided we have to get our dentist on the line. Dr. Mary Ziomek is here, and she is a dentist par excellence and our go-to tooth person in all things mouth here, and is going to help us understand what the heck. The first thing is for Dr. Ziomek, welcome to Her Radio.
Well, and thanks for having me.
Let's go right to the toothpaste thing. So forever we've had these fluoride toothpaste, and now there's a controversy about fluoride in there. And I got so flipped out, I went over and I bought Tom's of Maine.
Toothpaste. God, you didn't.
I totally did. And I with no fluoride and whatever, and then I read all these scary reports. All right, so Dr. Ziomek, what gives with the toothpaste thing?
Well, it is confusing. The naturalists don't like fluoride. They really would rather not have fluoride, but the American Dental Association and almost every dentist that you talk to realizes the importance of fluoride for healthy teeth.
Right.
We have assaults with acidy drinks and vinegary salad dressings all day long, and the acid attacks really weaken the enamel. Diet is bad. There's hidden sugar in everything we eat, and so our enamel gets weak, and the fluoride gives us a lot of protection. We've been fluoridating for probably close to 50 years, and we can see the difference in the quality of the enamel in kids today as compared to the adults that grew up without the fluoride, and it's a huge difference. And we feel that the benefit of the fluoride far outweighs the risks of any controversial warnings that you might hear.
Well, what are those risks? You know, what are they?
Well, I've heard everything from neurological problems. About 3 years ago, there was a scare about adolescent boys having bone tumors, and they have since dispelled that as not being true when they researched it. Other than that, I don't know of anything that can be substantiated with science that there's natural fluoride in water in different parts of the country, so people ingest it all the time. Now, with that said, you don't want to have too much fluoride because too much fluoride can damage the enamel and cause the enamel to be ugly. You don't want little kids who can't spit to be getting fluoride toothpaste because you don't want them to swallow it because that would mean too much fluoride. But with
going in their gut, yeah.
Yeah, with well-controlled fluoride levels and, there are safety parameters that have to be followed for fluoridating the water and for toothpaste. But most people, in my opinion, need fluoride, and sometimes they even need a therapeutic dose of fluoride, and we'll write prescription toothpaste for them. People who have dry mouth have to
dry mouth, that's another one, big one, from medication and other things, right?
Yeah. People with chemotherapy who can't brush or who are handicapped and they just don't have the manual dexterity to clean, the fluoride is really a benefit for them, and it would be a shame if they didn't have access to it. So I really believe in it. And
talk to us about mouthwash. There's this whole controversy there too. And no one knows what kind of mouthwash to use. It's And is there science behind this? It's like with fluoride. There really isn't any science behind it to prove that, you know, it's just people who are more naturalists, as you said, and it really messes with people's minds, as it did with Pam's, and she went and bought Tom's toothpaste, right? So
yeah.
Talk to us about the mouthwash side of this.
Well, you know, there is a lot of confusion about mouthwashes. I kind of laughed a little bit when I knew I was going to be on your show. I looked on one of the online retail websites and Googled mouthwash. 153 pages of mouthwashes came up, which translates to 1,000 mouthwashes. Well, when I was a retail pharmacist 35 years ago, before I went to dental school, my mouthwash section in my drugstore was probably 10 items.
Right.
Now it's got to be over 1,000. And, I mean, if I had to sum up the differences, what I would say is, what are you looking for? What are you trying to accomplish with your mouthwash? Because some of them are therapeutic. Some of them are just cosmetic for fresh breath and maybe some whitening in that. But a lot of the toothpastes are therapeutic. There are mouthwashes that kill bacteria, the antimicrobials. There are mouthwashes that prevent tartar. There are mouthwashes for fluoride, like we talked about. Those are really good for kids wearing braces, because kids who have braces and are in orthodontics a lot of times don't brush that well, and they'll get more plaque. And
exactly.
Then they'll end up with decay everywhere when the braces come off. So we'd like to boost their fluoride. For people who have dry mouth, there are oral lubricants, artificial saliva, if you will. Some of those also are helpful for people who are on a lot of medications that give them the dry mouth.
Well, what about you know, one of the things that everyone is looking to do is whiten their teeth.
You
know,
amen.
So you have all of those teeth whiteners, you know,
toothpaste,
that you find,
mouthwash. And, yep.
Exactly. So what do you say about those? Do those really work?
They do.
And are they good for you?
We haven't found that anything is harmful if used in reason. You will get sensitivity. You definitely don't want to be using the whitening products if you haven't seen a dentist in a while, or if you know that you have active decay. Because if the whitening products get into those areas of cracked teeth or decay, then a lot of times your tooth becomes really inflamed, and then it could lead to needing a root canal, and that's rare. That's rare. But if they're used,
But the lesson there is important. Did you hear everyone out there in her radio land? And that means that when's the last time you had your teeth cleaned, for crying out loud?
Exactly.
That someone could actually, you know, scope it out. And at the same time, don't be, you know, treating yourself with a bunch of whiteners, et cetera, et cetera, if you haven't seen your dentist. So, Dr. Ziemek, how often should someone have their teeth cleaned?
Most people need to be seen at twice a year. And
that's me.
I'm going to take the opportunity to tell you that it's National Oral Cancer Awareness Month, and that's one thing that we do a lot. We take it very seriously. We do oral cancer exams on our patients. And if
you
go to the dentist, they may not get that any other place. So,
That's fantastic.
Your oral
I didn't even know that. Did you know that, Michelle?
I didn't know that. You know, because it's more common than you think. But people aren't diagnosed.
This is so helpful, though. I mean, Dr. Ziemek, you have just been so amazingly helpful with all of your guidance on toothpaste and mouthwash. Thank you for being on Her Radio with Michelle and I. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Stay well.